My name is Jose Luis Gondra, and I'm in 8th grade at Einstein Middle School. I'll be sharing a summary and excerpt of my story, Fame. This story is about a teenage girl struggling with the pressures of social media in a not-too-far-away reality. The screen glowed brightly. The din of the cars flying over the highway shook the building and provided a vibration that was as a part of me as my own heartbeat. There, sitting on the bed, I was immersed. In front of me was a screen, beside me was a screen, and all around me was a screen, and I was a part of it, I was swimming in it, and it was greater than anything I could remember. Photos and comments and statistics reflected my dilated pupils, flashing like lightning. My eyes were darting around, and I saw it all. I was in it all. I was in the eye of the tornado, and it was beautiful. And then I read the number. 3,027 likes. The tornado passed over me, and I was swept up in it, and turbulence shook me with such great force that I was crashing before I knew I had ever flown. My eyes stopped moving. My vision fixed itself on the number, and it boldened itself and enlarged itself, and there I saw it in front of me. It mocked me. It called out to me. It was a scoffer, and I was a prophet, and there I was crucified, bleeding, tied up on a cross, held up amidst a stormy sea. Only 3,027 likes. Only 3,027 people in this world of 10 billion liked me. That was nothing. I was nothing. Why couldn't I just be famous? There were others. There are people who had the masses following them, and they were gods to anyone who was anyone. I aspired to be like them, and wish to have their perfect charm, perfect complexion, and perfect life. They didn't even have to try. They didn't edit their photos, they didn't buy their likes, and they didn't even have to advertise themselves. They just were famous. As I read the number again, advertisements appeared in front of me, selling premium apps for self-promotion and fake likes. I blinked, and there it was, purchased. And before I knew it, I had 1,000 more likes. I knew the money I'd just spent was worth a day of my mother's pay, but she'd understand. Anyone could understand. I just needed those likes. But I knew they weren't real. The reading said 5,000, but I knew those were just AI-controlled scavenger profiles. And the true number of people who liked me was much, much lower. A wave of anger crashed over me suddenly, without the slightest breeze or surf to give warning. Those likes were fake. No one who is real could like me. No one liked me. I was hideous. I was boring. I wasn't worth my life, much less my profile. I'd devoted so much onto social media and worked so hard. I'd labored and labored for hours just this night alone, working to make myself stick out in this range of profiles and photos and biographies and posts. I wasn't a peak or a mountain or a ridge or even a foothill. I was a pebble in this giant stone spine of something great that was long dead. I'd gone through selfie after selfie, a term coming back in style that hadn't been used since the 10s, and examined the pictures with more scrutiny than the highest chief analyst. I'd taken photo after photo of myself, edited them beyond recognition, and when I finally became pretty, I'd shared it with the world. And now, 10 minutes later, the number of people who'd liked it, who'd liked me, who'd thought I was pretty, was smaller than the pixels of my devices. Why doesn't anyone like me?